So non-verbal communication. We've done a bit of this because we've already done our meta-text moment in our first lesson, exploring Brian going to a bar before he leaves to go off on into a theatre of war. We need to define meta-text. Meta-text moves the specific scene to the universal to make a political point. A moment of meta-text happens in a theatre event, capital T, capital E. So we will mention that in our writing. You need to say, within this piece of writing, and it's only about 75 words, what message you were trying to give the audience. Maybe you were exposing legitimised violence on a younger generation. Maybe you were exposing the age that we were talking about, the age limits of drinking, the age limits of fighting in a theatre of war, the age limits of playing violent video games. Maybe you are exposing how violence on television and violence being so legitimised by the government means that we have no choice but to be violent ourselves. And maybe you have a discussion about toys and toy guns, etc., or the influence of media. There's many things that you could talk about exploring through the moment of metatext. But you will also describe what you did. Our scene began with Brian and his friends taking shots the night before going to war. One, two, three, chug. And in slow motion, we moved into the moment of metatext. If you're confused about your moments of metatext and have forgotten them, I wrote them down on the feedback section here on Godalming Online as you were doing them. So you can look back there. That's your first 75 to 100 words. Then you copy and paste the picture into the document and you put numbers against the key moments. For example, I'm going to quickly flick through what sort of things you might be saying. You might be saying that the police and the medics are scared, so they're hiding. They have a public circle of attention, therefore they feel vulnerable and they don't have any control in the situation. Maybe you talk about violent people only seeing violent acts, or non-innocent people only seeing non-innocent acts. They have an incapability to see innocence. The exam papers, of course, have fallen to the floor, signifying father's loss of control and the falling of the Conservatives' power, contextually linking to their educational format in 1988 and the change in power that was happening at the time of writing. The smashed window you can talk about, go back to visual or spatial, what that window represented. And now that it's smashed, what is being let in? The Alsatian licking the blood, the animal in the room recognises Brian's animalistic characteristics. We've lost our humanity, we're becoming animals. Think back to those Edward Bond quotes. The only person, the only innocent person in the room, the child, is the only one who sees Brian's innocent act, trying to give up the gun. And everyone else sees that as a corrupt act, but the innocent child sees it as an innocent act. And of course, the bed's been overturned. We can talk a lot about Irene's place of comfort and her childhood being destroyed. The fact that Irene just stands and stares, maybe in a personal circle of attention. She's kind of switching herself off from everything and everyone. Father, too, is trying to reduce his circle of attention by hiding away in the corner. Talk to me about his tension points and his shadow gesture in that depiction and what that was communicating to the audience. You've only got about 125 words to explore that. So it's quite an easy section, I think, non-verbal communication. What you must do in terms of metatext is mention that it is a non-verbal technique. What you must do for the second section is include words such as, below is a key moment we explored while staging the end of part two. I will now analyse the non-verbal signs. So the point I'm making, you need to get that word non-verbal into your answer as much as possible for it to score and achieve well. An easy section this week, so I look forward to seeing some good solid work. Thank you.